Hey, good morning. This is 96FM. It's The Bunch with Claire and Lisa. It's just gone 7:12 and it looks like JobKeeper is pretty much done and dusted.
It is absolutely done and dusted.
Interesting time in our fiscal policy era of Australian finance, and from the Carbon Group, Michelle Maynard is on the line. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Bunch. How are we?
Thank you for joining us, Michelle. So at midnight, officially, it ended. What impact is the end of JobKeeper going to have regarding jobs?
Yeah, so they're predicting that there's going to be up to 150,000 Australians out of work. So to put that in context, up until midnight last night, there was 1.17 million Australians supported by JobKeeper.
Mm.
Also, 135,000 here in WA, so quite a large number if you think about it. And they're thinking that in the next coming weeks, some of those people are unfortunately going to lose their jobs. But they do say the good news is there are a lot of industries screaming out for workers. So it might be a case of one door closes, another opens.
Okay.
So with some training and reskilling, or maybe just you're trying something new, hopefully a lot of those people won't be out of work for very long.
Mm. Hey, Michelle, what about the economy in general? How's it going to affect things in your mind?
Well, we're doing okay, which is, you know, something we really should be proud of. But, you know, keeping that in mind, we have had JobKeeper to support us. The stats say that we're trading at about 97% of what we were pre-pandemic. Yeah. So the unemployment rate's at about 5.8%. So we always like that to be sub 6. But obviously we're going to see what happens in the coming weeks. So there are going to be some real pockets of the economy, you know, tourism and aviation, the performing arts sectors, you know, some of the CBD businesses, because a lot of people haven't returned to work, especially on the East Coast. They're really going to be feeling this. So there's going to be, for most of us where it doesn't affect, we're just going to keep on with our daily lives, but there are going to be some pockets that are really, really worried about what happens next for them.
Yeah, I think you just answered my question. I was going to ask what particular industries are going to be affected more than others. I really do feel for the travel agents, the tourism, that side of the tourism industry. I mean, as you were saying, you know, some areas are crying out for jobs now, and some of those are in the, I guess, service side of the tourism. But for travel agents and those booking things, it's going to be a real exercise in keeping positive at the moment for these people coming off JobKeeper, isn't it, Michelle?
It is.
And exploring the options.
It is, yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of free and low cost courses that we can do. You know, we can retrain and reskill, which I know is not what everybody wants to hear. But I think what's hard for those industries is there is no end date in sight. We don't know, but we can all play our part. Like this weekend or over the school holidays, if you're traveling, look, we don't spend as much money when we travel in our own state, but we can do the best we can. So buy a little bit of a souvenir, you know, try the smaller restaurant or cafe or shop, you know, to get the coffee when you're out and about. Do those things to support the small businesses that are struggling and without that support now. If we all do that little bit, it really will go a long way to make sure that they survive.
Yeah, be mindful of what's happening around us. Michelle, well, thank you as always.
My pleasure. So nice to talk to you. Hopefully with better news next time.
Yeah, absolutely. there's a bit of good news for those people spending things that they're not spending. You know, they're buying electrical goods and the like. There's certainly money flowing around, but not in some of the traditional areas. But
exactly right.
Appreciate your expertise, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle.
No worries.
Bye.
Michelle Maynard, of course, joining us this morning from Carbon Group, the finance expert.
She's fabulous. She puts things into layman's
terms
for us.
Really different times, aren't they?
Because me and finance...
not great?
No, not great.
Can you get a loan? Take care of business? Someone...